produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
Come on.
Awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever He'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
Has He ever covered
rain.
You? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever He'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know He's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know He's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2, Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By His stripes,
I'm healed.
Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise His holy name. Come on, you say.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your Awesomely Amazing hostess, Javara. And if no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing, and I hope you are having an awesomely amazing day. I am so excited to have our guest this evening. Tefra Miriam is here with us on Awesomely Amazing. She is an author, amongst other things. And so I just want to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Jazara. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be here with us. Now, you're an author. You're the author of a couple books. And you do way more than that, right?
Yes, I do. So I have 3 books out, and I'm hoping to publish 3 more books, and I'm also a consultant. I also do public speaking, and I do a lot of community outreach and activism work as well.
Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about your books. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Oh, man, so I have 3 books. I have 2 novels in my Clown Town Adventure series for tweens, teens, and young adults. So those two books I'm really excited about. It's going to be a 7-book series eventually. The third book is going to be out hopefully this summer, so I better get writing. And then
yes.
I published my, I know, girl, it's just there's so much. I need to duplicate myself, clearly. But I also have a children's book that I published last year called A Monster or a Microwave that is just selling like crazy, and I'm trying to keep up with the momentum. And it's
okay,
a really
so let me stop you right there.
Title.
Tell
yes,
me
ma'am.
About the title. I love that title.
A Monster or a Microwave.
Yes.
It's just all things fun. And one thing that I haven't seen much of in the market is fun books for black and brown children. They're all so intense, and they're all so doom and you know, danger. And I just wanted fun, and I wanted whimsical. But it's also strong. And what I love about this character is that she's not on this path to trying to go from bad to good. She's just herself, and she's funky, and she's sassy, and she has fears, but she faces those fears in this really cute, fun way. And I'm just so in love with my character. Her name is Zuina, and I also started an animated series for kids, a free animated series on YouTube. So if you're interested in that, and I do, so I also sing and I write songs and I produce. So that's part of my Tachymerium production series is that mini web series that I'm doing based on her character. So yeah, I'm really excited about this book.
I'm excited about it, too. Even though you said it's a children's book, I haven't read the book, but just when you sent over the information about your books and just hearing your excitement talking about Zuina, I'm like, I wonder if adults could take a page out of her book.
Adults, I have to say, so it's one of the books where, you know, it's a rhyming tale. So the story rhymes, but you are probably going to end up reading it to a lot of your little ones in your life, and they love it because it takes them back and it helps them, I think, to connect, first of all. And it's just, again, it's just so much fun, and it's silly, and it has these silly little rhymes. And so I have to say, all the feedback I've had is from adults, and just, again, having something fun where it puts people of color in a positive light, I think is super inspirational.
Now, tell me about your tween books.
So
how did you get inspired to write for that group?
You know, I was not, growing up, I was not the kid reading books. I wasn't a big reader. I don't even think I really liked writing, but I was very visual. So I loved color. I loved paint. I loved, you know, movies and music. And so I was inspired to write a book that kids, you know, who didn't maybe like to read could jump into and was action-packed and fun and just larger than life. I also had a dream of Clown Town. So if you see the cover, it's very eclectic. And my brand is kind of like that psychedelic, you know, pop of color, almost like, you know, Tim Burton. Everybody pretty much knows him and his movies, Alice in Wonderland, because he has just that eccentric, eclectic, colorful palette. And that's really how I'm branding myself as well, except more diverse and with more integration and for, you know, people of color to be able to create their own heroes and also just putting more black and brown characters in my roles as well and diversifying the fantasy genre. So I had this vivid, colorful dream of the ice cream field, and the towers of Clown Town are kind of modeled after the Russian Kremlin. And I saw that in my dream, except it was ice cream. It's like, who has dreams like that? But I saw that, and then in that psychedelic array, I think I had potato chips or something before I went to bed, I was like literally in my character, Duchess, and through her eyes, I was seeing the city. And so I think part of it, so I grew up in New Mexico, and New Mexico, Albuquerque, you know, is a small town, and I wanted to leave. I did. you know, as a little kid, I was like, okay, I look at the mountains, which are gorgeous, but I was like, I want to fly over those mountains and into new adventures. And I think that's really what was at the bottom of all of it, was I wanted to an adventure. And so my character in this book, she grows up in a small village, and all she wants to do is go to Clown Town, which is pretty much the center of this universe that I created in this really big world. That's where the story starts. And so that was the core of it. That was my inspiration. It's that coming-of-age tale. It's new adventures at a young age and thinking everything is glorious and everything is marvelous. And then, you know, slowly realizing that, you know, maybe some things aren't, you know, good for us. And then you learn lessons and you travel this journey as we get older. So that's a little bit of inspiration behind my book.
Wow. So let me ask you this, which totally has nothing to do with our author conversation. We'll come back to that. But you came from New Mexico and you moved to Chicago.
Yes.
What was that transition like?
It was a rude awakening, and it's something that I still reflect on, to be honest. I've been in Chicago for 15 years.
Okay.
And I'm still learning. And I think partially it's because, you know, there are no black people in New Mexico. I think I grew up with one black friend. I mean, there's lots of Latinx. There's lots of white people. There are no black people. And so it's so funny. And there's also a big Native American population there as well. And the perspective on race is very, very different than Chicago. It's, you know, I don't know if it's just because, I mean, the struggle that Native Americans have had in our history is just incredible. I want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really puts everything in perspective. And so, you know, that was a lot of what shaped my racial identity. And then I'm a first-generation American, so my parents never grew up in the States. So I just have this very interesting upbringing. And to throw another little tidbit, I was also homeschooled. So I was homeschooled from a small town that kind of didn't really have a lot of black people. I was a first generation American, and so I had no knowledge of so many things, and moving to Chicago was an eye opener to a lot of things. But the biggest thing that I've seen here is just the camaraderie between people of color here and the black community. And I've never had that growing up. And it's just so powerful, especially as an author and coming into this loving embrace and this community that is always just uplifting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people just buy my book because, like, we just want to support you. Point blank, no questions asked, that's it, you know. And it's just so refreshing and uplifting to have a community like that. So it was definitely a transition in a lot of ways, but I'm so glad to be here, and I've almost been here just as long as I've been in New Mexico, so I don't know where I'm going to say that I'm from in a few years because I've been here for so long. So,
okay, well, the Midwest is definitely a very unique place.
Yeah.
Very unique. So how have you adjusted to the weather? Well, you've been here long enough.
Oh, I'm still adjusting, girl. I really am. I really am. It's good. You know, I do have to say that as a kid, I definitely always wanted snow. You know, I wanted snow so bad. So now I have all the snow that I could ever want. So,
mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And living in the windy city, you get that.
And everything.
We call it the hawk over here in Indiana.
Yeah.
We call it the hawk. When the hawk bears down on you.
Yeah.
You know, and during the wintertime, I don't care what your athletic ability is.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to move super quick when the hawk is out.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what your age is, what your athletic ability is. You become a track star when that hawk bears down on you.
Oh, yes, you do. And you learn to buy a great coat and keep that coat, you know, updated, and boots and scarves. Mm-hmm. And I have more winter things than I think I thought I would ever have. But you wrap everything
Definitely.
Up and you go. And the city just keeps moving. It is absolutely incredible.
I want to hear about your skills as a musician. Do you play instruments?
Yeah, so I play the guitar, which, you know, between my schedule of writing and contract writing and my businesses and everything that I do, it's so hard. I want so bad to just sit and play my guitar like I did in high school, but I do play the guitar. I played a little bit of keyboards, and I used to, and still do, actually, a lot of production, so making beats, basically, on the computer. So, yeah, I do that. That's basically how my whole writing career started, was in music. And so I actually graduated high school at 16, and I wanted to do music, so I started a band. And that's really the main reason why I needed to and wanted to move to Chicago, was to tackle, you know, the music industry. And I interned for music studios and record labels, and I cut singles, and I was signed to an indie label, and, you know,
nice.
Did a lot of really great things there. And that was where I you know, started to write, and got a lot of really great feedback. And I think that I don't know if I'd ever be able to write books without having that confidence booster in writing songs. So, yeah, I've spent a long time in music. So when from 8 years old up until about 22, I pretty much did music as much as I could full time, and writing and recording and rehearsing, all of those things, and teaching. I also taught guitar, and I taught a few other things to kids quite a bit. And then I started writing monologues because I was teaching acting, because I also did some acting and I did some modeling early on, and so I taught as well. And more writing there, because I was like, you know, my kids, they can't find monologues, so I just wrote all of them. And I started writing curriculum and doing all of these things, and it's just organically has led me to where I am today. So you got to follow that passion no matter what. And that's what I realized. I hate, sorry to segue, but one thing I realized about famous people is that, you know, if you look at like a person, like a theater group, usually these people who are doing theater, who are acting, they're going to do it whether they make money at it or not. You know, like the night musician, right? The person who's work in corporate and then, oh, I have to go and like play gigs at night. That person is driven to do it. They're going to do it regardless. Like, they don't have a choice. And that really is a product of success. You know what I mean? So.
I like that. That is awesome. I really like that. Like, when that passion is there and that flame is there, and it's just kind of like, as I was listening to you, like, one thing almost snowballed something else into effect. Like, because I know you said earlier in our interview, like, as a child, you weren't really big on reading.
Right, exactly.
And now you're writing books.
I know. Who knew?
That is super cool.
Yeah, it really is about just doing what that little gut, that idea. And people, we got to, I think where we go so wrong is we listen to other people. And people are like, oh, you know, because, and I get it. And I don't hate them, and I have no bitterness or resentment, because people know us, especially people close to us, right, our friends and our family. And they're like, oh, you're never going to settle on anything. That's just you. You're never going to do anything. You have lots of ideas, and it'll never kind of go anywhere. You have to block that out. You know, and you have to be confident in your own rhythm and in the way you do things. And I know myself now enough to say, yeah, I know this looks like crazy, but there is prime, elite richness in all of this, and I will not let you put that down. And you really have to be violent over that. Like, have this inner resilience. like resilience will make and break you. And that has actually helped me bring all of my artistic ideas to life. And now it is so rich and so overflowing and so lucrative and only growing that it's incredible, you know, so.
I love that. Can you tell our readers and our listeners where they can find you on social media, how they can reach out to you, where they can purchase your books?
Yes, thank you. So my books are on Amazon, and also I believe my children's book, A Monster or a Microwave, is on BarnesandNoble.com. You can order it off of there. I have a Kindle version for each book. I have an audio book for my first book, Escape to Clown Town, and my kids' book. There's lots of book trailers on YouTube for all of my books. You can also see the web series that I was talking about on my Tephra Miriam channel on YouTube. On Twitter, I am at Tephra Miriam or at Clown Town AD. You can also find out more about my fantasy fiction series for preteens, teens, and young adults at clowntownadventures.com. And I'm also on Facebook as well. I'm pretty much on everything, so
awesome.
Pretty easy to find. Yep.
Now, is there a genre that you think you would like to get into that you're not writing in right now? Is there, like, some area where you're like, I think I might want to write in that genre?
Yeah, so I'm actually starting my first sci-fi book for adults, which this will probably be my one and only series for adults. It's called The Fallen and the Unredeemed, and I'm really excited about that. But I guess that doesn't really answer your question since I'm already working on that. So if one thing that I'm not working on at all but would love to get into is actually comedy writing, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that and my headspace around it, and everything I come up with just seems a little off, but that's one thing I think I might want to do and want to probably take some classes in as well. And because as a writer, I always love writing new things. I think either comedy or crime is probably one of the other two that I might tackle next, so probably comedy. So look for that one day down the road. And also spiritual writing, a book of prayers. I'm working on a book of meditations as well that I want to release probably in 10 years when I can study with some spiritual leaders and grow a little bit more. But that is something that I'm putting thoughts to. So
that is awesome. Oh, my gosh. You have so much on the horizon.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited for you. Your energy is awesome.
Thank you, Jazara.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you for being here, and we look forward to having you back on the show when you release some more books, and you can come and chat with us and tell us what you got going on.
I would be happy to do that. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Now, listeners, I want you to go ahead and continue to have an awesomely amazing evening and let it carry out through the rest of your week. I am so excited that you tuned in and you joined us this evening, but continue to have an awesomely amazing week and be awesomely amazing. Until next time, bye.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come
awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Come on.
My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
It's Travel Thursday, and thank you for tuning in to Travel Uncorked. Today, we're going to tackle a very simple subject. So you think you want to travel? Well, why not? Everyone should be excited about traveling, taking a trip somewhere. I don't care if it's a weekend trip, if it's a 7-day trip, if it's a 14-day expedition. Just do it. So I know when I talk about travel, and I am absolutely passionate about travel. I love to travel. My daughters love to travel. We do it on a very regular basis. And as a travel agent, I really try to encourage and really pump up people about travel because it really does expand your horizons. And I know a couple of things I've heard in the past. You know, I don't think I can afford it. I have too many commitments at home. I don't have anybody to travel with me. Well, I'm scared. Well, guess what? Today we are throwing away all of those excuses. And we're going to think about traveling more often. None of those things should hold you back. I dare you today to dream again. Start daydreaming about the places that you want to go and let us help you get there. Every other week, we'll be bringing you topics, different destinations, different means of travel to help you make decisions and to change your life about travel. And we want you to get uncorked. Let your hair down and just enjoy and celebrate life. So, a couple of things I want to just share with you, and I hope if you have time, you're able to take a few notes or you're just able to listen and just apply this to your daydreaming process about traveling. So, number one, We want you to think about, stop buying things that you don't need. Oftentimes we overspend, we buy things, they may be collecting dust at the house. Lord knows I've done this myself. But now I think my greatest thing is to be able to just save money and have money to travel. Absolutely love being able to purchase an airline ticket. I watch the airline sales to see what's happening just across the world so I can pick a new destination to go visit and explore. So stop buying things you don't need. Typically, you can kind of guesstimate spending about $30 per day. So if that helps you put together a budget or a plan for your travel, consider about $30 per day. Oftentimes we hear people tell us, hey, you know, you need to have an emergency fund. Well, I'm going to encourage you today to not only have that emergency fund, but how about an opportunity fund? An opportunity fund can be for your daydream, for your travel, for whatever it is that you want to do in regards to traveling the world. Put some money up for it. Create an opportunity fund. $30 a day will just about do it. And yes, you can make that happen. In the weeks upcoming, I will show you exactly how you can do that. Number two, stop listening to what society tells you. Graduate college, find a job, build a career, get married, have kids, work until you're 60, retire, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll have enough time to travel the world, provided you're in good shape. I'm 47 years old, and I'm happy to say I am retired. I love traveling. I decided to become a travel agent probably right before I decided that I was going to retire. I planned for this 2 years out. I planned for this day. Super excited just to be able to share some of those tips with you. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that, how I was able to do that. And yes, you can do it too. Don't think it is impossible. The idea is that we want you to be able to travel, live life uncorked, enjoy life, celebrate life while you can. Nobody really wants to do it after they've worked all of these years on a job. They're tired, may not be in the best health, may not be in the best condition. Enjoy it while you can. And yes, it is possible. It is. You don't have to follow the status quo. Stop dreaming about it and let's start planning it. Start planning it. If you plan ahead of time with travel, you can go to some of the most amazing places. I can't wait to share the most extraordinary experience I had just a week ago. I actually had an opportunity to go to Cabo. And while I was there, I did some whale watching. And I'm going to share a little bit about that excursion and being able to do that, how exhilarating that was. It was absolutely amazing. Didn't cost me a whole lot of money, but you can, again, do those small excursions, those small trips that may just take a weekend of your time and make some really awesome memories. It's all about it. That's what we're all about. So I know some of you out there probably read travel blogs. You're probably reading guidebooks. You're just dreaming about that special place, that destination that you want to go to. Well, you are closer than you think. And my desire is that this show will help you kind of plan it out a little bit more and get you ready to travel. You don't have to necessarily have a book. We are going to make some things happen. I'm going to be bringing some experts in the field to the show that will tell you about specials that they may have with certain cruise lines and certain resorts and certain Airbnbs. There are a lot of wonderful things out there right now. But I challenge you. I do. I'm going to present a challenge today. I want you to stop keeping your travel desires a secret. Start sharing it with people. Because one thing I do know is that when you talk about the things that you want to do, you will hold yourself accountable for those things. You, whether it's conscious or unconscious, you do hold yourself accountable to make it happen, start telling people about it. People want to hear about those things that you want to do. And if you're excited about it and they're excited about it, they're probably going to come back and circle around and ask you about it. Hey, have you planned that trip to, you know, Jamaica or wherever it is that you desire to go to or whatever it is you desire to do? People will ask about it. And I think it holds us accountable. Put together a travel calendar. Why not? Hang it on the wall. Use it like a vision board. Put the destinations that you want to go to and let's start making it happen. Set Google alerts on your computer, on your phone for flights. Start looking at what it will actually cost you to get to that destination. Then look at things to do in that area. There's a lot of things that we can do ahead of time to prepare for that trip. And that trip may not even be for a year off. But guess what? You can start putting money away. You can start looking at places to go, things to do, things to see while you're there. Make it happen. I've heard of people doing travel vision boards. That's an idea as well. Consider doing a travel vision board. Put it up on your wall, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your mirror, or wherever it is that you know that you will look at it, make that thing happen. When you see it, you believe it. And there is nothing like seeing it and making it happen. I want to encourage people to stop being afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there and travel. You know, I know a lot of times we turn on the news and we see things on the news, they really discourage us from traveling. We hear about wars in certain areas. You know, try to get to know the destination that you are going to. And that's why I think it's so important that I bring some experts from the field who are actually working in those areas. People like our Jamaica Tourist Board, who will share some destinations, some wonderful festivals that happen in Jamaica, things like that. I think that is important. And I think that's something that you will definitely want to tune in and hear about. But, you know, stay away from all the craziness that we see on social media. We see a lot on the TV. If you always hold yourself back because of those things, you will never travel. Things happen in our own cities, but it shouldn't really stop us from traveling. I absolutely love, love, love going to Mexico. I just came back from Cabo. I have friends that go to Cozumel on a pretty regular basis. It's a pretty common area. Cancun and different places like that. But, you know, recently in the news, they had all kinds of stories about tourists and things that were happening in Mexico. But what they did not tell a lot of people where these people were off the beaten path. They were not in the tourist area. So it kind of scared some people. I had a lot of people ask questions about that. And sometimes, you know, when you're unfamiliar with an area, you don't know. So, you know, it will tend to scare us off. But I just really want to encourage you, don't be afraid. You know, there are a lot of beautiful places out there that you can go and you can see. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of time. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of money. But I really encourage you just to get out and explore. So stop wondering what it could be like and get out there and experience it for yourself. There's so much to see in this world. And you know, the cool part about this is Finding My Way Network, which this radio show is aired on, is a radio show that is across the world. There are people from every walk of life that has a show. And wouldn't it be so awesome for all of us to get together and be able to explore some of the areas where Finding My Way Network is aired? I know we have stations in Africa. How awesome would that be to take a trip to Ghana and do some things there? A lot of good things are happening all across the world. Don't get left out. Don't get left out. We want you to live life uncorked and travel. How can I do that? Again, a couple of things you want to do. You want to first create that opportunity fund. Think about that. Start putting a little bit of money away. And yes, I don't care how much money you make. Yes, you can save for a trip. Put up $5, put up $10, put up $30, a little bit here, a little bit there. It will all add up. Don't limit yourself. $30 a day can almost get you anywhere that you want to go. Start making it happen. And then don't forget, that circle of friends that you have, start telling them where you want to go. Start looking it up. Cut out pictures. Make a vision board. Put them on the refrigerator. Put them on your mirror. Put them somewhere where they're visible and you can see it, and tell people about it. Tell them how passionate you are about going to that destination. You absolutely never know what opportunities are out there if you never share it with anyone. And don't feel like, again, that you have to wait until you are 60 years old, you're retired, you've done everything that you thought life has told you to do to travel. You can travel right now. For a student in college, I know sometimes funds are limited. Look for opportunities on the college campus to study abroad, opportunities that will allow you to maybe just take a weekend trip, spring break, anything to get out of the area that you are in, out of your comfort zone, and to see somewhere very different from where we live. Travel on to make travel possible and how you too can live life uncorked. On our next show, we're going to talk about cruises and why cruising can sometimes be the best way for your pocketbooks, the best way for you to travel, the best way for you to see some of those dynamic destinations that I was just talking about. Wonderful excursions, all-inclusive food. Some have all-inclusive drinks for those of you that drink. Cruising can be absolutely wonderful for the right traveler. May not be for everybody, and I'm not saying that it is, but we'll also bring in the upcoming weeks some information about all-inclusive resorts versus just regular resorts that are not all-inclusive, solo travel. Some people are really afraid to travel by themselves. I travel so much by myself. It's just second nature to me. And then we'll talk about some of the top destinations, some of the places that are trending right now, some places that are a secret that people have never even considered visiting until just recently. And these are some wonders of the world. I'm talking about some really fabulous destinations that have some really cool things to do. I get super excited when I talk about travel. Where do you want to go this year? It's 2019. It's early in the year. You still have time to plan a wonderful destination. And I just want to share with you, my 2019 calendar actually consists of Cabo and Punta Cana, Cancun, Nassau, Cozumel, Negril, Montego Bay, Aruba, Grand Turks, Turks and Caicos. I have a list of places that I will be attending. And all the places I just named, I already have my airline tickets. Yes, I took advantage of all the Black Friday sales, all the President's Day sales with travel, every holiday. And this is some cool little tips. I'm just give you a little sneak peek of some things that we'll be talking about. Every holiday, and most people don't know this, but every holiday, airlines have wonderful sales. Different destinations, cruise ships have sales. They have sales just because. You just have to be in the loop. And we're going to help you get in the loop and be able to travel and travel uncorked. No worries. You can let your hair down and just have the time of your life. I'm super excited about this. So tell me, what's some places you want to go? I would love to hear from you. I am on Facebook. You can find me under Gates Uncorked Travel and Tours. Send me a message. Shoot me a message of some places that you would love for me to talk about. on the radio show. I'm happy to share. I'm happy to get an expert from that particular area to come onto the show and talk about all that they have to offer. There is so much out there. I'm a foodie, so when I go on trips, I love to have the cuisine in the area that I'm in. I want to try something different. I'm a wine connoisseur, a wine enthusiast, I like to say. And so I like to try the wines in that area. I would love to go to a winery if it's available just to see how wine is made in different areas. So think about those things. What are the things that you are passionate about? What things do you want to see when you travel? What things do you want to experience when you travel? And if you don't know, now is the time. I give you permission to dream. Dream about that perfect vacation, that perfect destination. Wouldn't it be so awesome? Wouldn't it be so awesome to get one of those trips on the books for 2019? I don't care if you just book one trip this year. You owe it to yourself to live life uncorked. Tune in 2 weeks. I'll be back and we'll be talking cruises. And oh my gosh, did you know? There's over 140 different cruise lines. So I'm going to bring you my top 10 on next week. I'm going to bring you my top 10 on the next show. Make sure you tune in. And until then, dream, daydream about that destination that you want to go to. And remember to live life uncorked. I'm your show host, Nicole Gates. Until next time, let's take flight.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.